Hello and welcome to the BB Ninja Lowdown. Super excited. The finale is here. Hey, Velvety, how are you doing?
Ring-a-ding-ding-a-ling.
Every time you do that, I cannot wait to not hear Velvet do that with me. But we're not just joined here with Velvet. We have Dara all the way from the Isles. But hey, boo-boo, how are you doing?
She actually went abroad. Hey, Dara, how's Canada?
Canada's fine. I claim Canada. I do so claim it.
And we also have Perry with us on today's show. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hina. Knowing the fact that you actually predicted
the
current winner.
I mean, analyzing Fina's gameplay from the get-go, from the start of the show up until this point, what gave you that impression that she was, you know, destined to win the show?
Well, Fina had the it factor, and, you know, she brought something that none of the other female contestants brought to the show. She was, for me, I felt she was the realest female in there. She didn't give a rat's ass. And I'm naturally just drawn to people who don't give a rat's ass about what you think or how you feel. You can hear it in how she communicates with people. And you could hear it in, you could feel it in, you know, how she relates to things around her. I liked those things about her. And she was loud, and I loved her loudness.
You also, Velvet, you also said, you know what, I'm putting Fina down. I think she's going to be the winner. So,
but I think we all just did that, so it would be different on different sides. Because I think, like, myself, Dara, we all knew.
It was by, like, 4 or 5 weeks to the end of the finale, everybody could point out that, this is going to be, it was either going to be her, was going to be Brian, or it was going to be Hermes.
That's right.
It was one of the three of them. Everyone knew. So definitely. Once Hermes left, we just knew that, it was going
to
be Fina.
Was there any part of the final five selection down to the winner that surprised you? Mm-hmm. Did anybody leaving at any point surprise you?
Bella and Chichi surprised me because I had predicted that Fina was going to be the winner. And I also predicted that Brian was going to be first runner-up. Okay. And I predicted that Adekunle was going to be second runner-up, but Adekunle ended up being fourth. Bella surprised me coming up in the top three. And they did a phenomenal job.
Kind of makes one wonder how she would have fared outside of the whole Shiggs and Bella dynamic.
Are you really going to bring that back into the discussion?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I'm curious if she could have done that well. Imagine if Shiggs was not like a major factor in her narrative.
Dara, you're trying to say something.
If Shiggs wasn't in, like, Bella, if she wasn't in the Bella picture, if he wasn't there, sorry, I put it to you that there is a very good high chance that Bella will have ended up being the first runner-up as opposed to the second. Because, let's face facts, aside the fact that Brian was an artist, you know, he was creative. Mm-hmm. On a basic level, he was very friendly with everybody. So, you know, like no one really hated Brian like that.
Yeah.
Look at this last 1 week that Bella was alone. Look at how she formed friendship with Fina, someone that she wasn't close to before, that they fought because of Shiggs before. Look at how she formed some sort of bond with Chichi. Even Daniela was gisting with Bella. This is something that we really hadn't seen enough of in the house when Shiggs was there. Imagine if Shiggs was not in the picture, or imagine if Bella didn't feel obligated to defend her boyfriend every time he got into an altercation with a housemate. Just imagine how friendly she would have been with everyone.
But that was both ways, though. Don't forget that was both ways, because when Bella would also get into altercations, Shiggs would, like, run in there as well. So I feel like it was both ways, honestly, when it comes to that.
What made a lot of people not like Shiggs had nothing to do with Bella. But what made a lot of people not like Bella had everything, or at least 90% to do with Shiggs.
Okay. You know, let's move on from them. What do you think is going to become of Big Baby Bree as second? I mean, do you think he's going to milk, you know...
The way you smiled, Dara, I don't understand.
What does that mean? But I really do. Like, I did not intend to like him initially, but I have a really soft spot for him for some reason. Although he pisses me off sometimes. Especially because he just... he seems to have a lot of aggressive energy towards women, mm-hmm. but not the men. With the men, he can be reasonable and talk it out. But with the women, wow. he's always prone to snapping.
He probably listens to Shola on Twitter.
that's a little comma for me. But I do love Bran. Yeah. Bran is very honest. He's been very open about who he is and what he's about from the very beginning of the show. So I really appreciate that about Brian. And he's cute. So
okay. I listen to a lot of Brand songs. Interestingly, because my handler and my current social media manager is actually Brand's handler, or was Brand's
handler.
So I listened to a lot of Brand's songs, and boy, that guy can sing and he can write. Wow. And look, let me tell you, I hope he milks it. Because mm-hmm. Brian has the capacity and ability to be the best musician, aside Lakon,
that will emerge
from Big Brother.
So in your opinion, would you say this year's Big Brother has been the most exciting so far? I mean, from your own experience in the house.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Wow. Most exciting. The most mm-hmm. exciting so far. I mean, it took a lot of people through a range of emotions. And the interesting thing about this year's Big Brother was... Like other years, apparently, people have been saying they could predict the winner from maybe the first. This year, it was difficult. Even me, when Toxie Fina go win, at some point, I'm going to doubt myself.
You know, sure.
Yeah. I'm going to doubt myself. So you sure see Fina go win. Make Fina win this thing, make them not drag me finish you. When she won, I was like, hell yeah, man. I'm a prophet now.
I want to throw this quickly to Perry as well, because I mean, you have experience as an ex-housemate of the house. So mm-hmm. I mean, in your opinion, what would you, you know, advise someone who just came out of the house, even if you're not like a winner or something, what do you think are the right cards to play now that, you know, you're fresh out of the house and you got to milk the momentum?
Yes. So if it depends on the reason why you went into the house, first of all, you know, some people have reasons going in. You already probably have a platform you're trying to amplify and build on. If you're an actress before, or if you wanted to get into acting, this would be a good time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a music inclined individual, this would be a good time to do that. Your business oriented individual, this would be a good time to do that too. I would say coming out of the house now as a housemate, it's imperative to build on something that you know can amplify you further down the road than Big Brother would.
What advice do you have for someone who's auditioning? How do you think they would be able to get in there? Like, okay, what would be the X factor that would be like, okay, Big Brother would be like, okay, you know what? I want you in the house. How could they do that?
There's always an exciting part of everyone. Just figure that part out and let that part shine brighter than the rest. Don't be afraid of conflicts. You know, be prepared for conflicts. Be prepared to dive into conflicts, because those things bring drama. They want to see drama, apparently. So just be you, basically.
We know that for a fact that this next season is going to involve South African housemates. How do you feel about that development?
Yeah.
God damn it. I wish I was in the next. They better make the next season.
Like all-stars
or something. All-stars. If you don't be all-stars, safe, make them still bring some people who will be for help. Make me enter. Because that, shit.
Why? What's the big deal?
Bro, you know what the big deal is now.
But you need to tell us. Yeah, the big deal.
A lot of big deals in the house.
Big deals, exactly.
So it's safe to say that this next season is going to be explosive.
Like season 8, we're looking forward to it. And just know we'll be here.
You'll be here. I'll be in the house. They'll be here.
We'll be here because it's the lowdown. Yeah. But it's been such a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for coming on, Perry. And Dara, all the way from Canada. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful, wonderful season. I would love to say, oh, catch us on the spaces, but we're done with that. So big love to you. And don't go anywhere, really, because the lowdown is still here. We'll give you all the deets really soon.
Yeah. See you in the next season, right?
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.